Hello and welcome to this week's issue of Tech Talk. I'm Lynette Luna, and today I'm speaking with APCO President-elect Richard Mergon. Recently, APCO, along with the Public Safety Spectrum Trust, asked the Obama administration for stimulus money to help fund a nationwide wireless broadband first responder network in the 700 megahertz band. I spoke with Mr. Mergon about this issue, along with the technology challenges he and the association will face during his stint as president of the association. Thanks for joining me today, Richard.
So APCO and the PSST have asked the Obama administration for funds to build a nationwide public safety wireless broadband network. Can you talk about why these funds are needed and how much is needed?
Well, what we've asked for is $15 billion out of the stimulus to go into a public safety broadband network, nationwide network. And there's a number of reasons why this is needed. First off, the only way we're going to truly solve interoperability is to provide one basic network. We have been dumping hundreds of millions of dollars into devices to bridge and connect disparate systems for years. And until we solve this problem, we will continue to do it. And even though $15 billion sounds like a large price tag, ultimately, I believe that it will be cheaper in the long run for public safety. And ultimately, we will also be able to save more lives because of our ability to talk to each other. And I think that's the bottom line, is saving lives and saving American money and doing it in the most cost-effective manner. We believe that is the most cost-effective manner.
So with this money, does APCO advocate the FCC reauctioning the spectrum to a commercial entity who would then tap into this fund, or is it a viable option for public safety to build its own nationwide network?
I don't think it's viable for public safety to build their own. I think there's way too many problems with that, jurisdictional disputes. We still believe that the public-private partnership with commercial entities is a much better solution. They already have much of the infrastructure in place, and to be able to merge the C block and D block within the spectrum that's been allocated not only benefits public safety, we believe it benefits the private sector, and it's a win-win for everybody.
This money is especially important because the way the current public-private plan was envisioned, a lot of the commercial operators complained about it being too expensive, right?
Absolutely. They thought that some of the criteria that public safety has for network reliability, for hardening sites, was above and beyond what they normally do, and that's increased their cost significantly, and that's, again, why we believe it has to be federal participation in funding this nationwide network.
So have you received any early indication that the new FCC will take up the 700 megahertz reauction issue very quickly?
No, we're getting nothing but rumor and speculation out of the FCC at this point, and to the point it's even nothing worth talking about. It's Until the president puts a new permanent chairman in and fills the vacant seats, right now we believe that they're going to just conduct business as usual, try to maintain housekeeping items, along with trying to respond to the White House request of not taking any unnecessary actions and waiting for the new administration to review the programs. So we think that we're probably going to see a lull in FCC activity for the next couple months until the new administration makes some decisions, until some people get their feet on the ground and have an opportunity to review the issues that are out there.
So what other technology issues will be on your radar screen when you start your stint as president of APCO? You have some pretty hefty technology issues that you're facing, such as next generation 911.
Well, I think a lot of it gets right back to interoperability, because interoperability doesn't just talk about, it's not just about push-to-talk radio. Interoperability gets into issues such as next generation 911. How do we hand off calls in a ubiquitous fashion nationwide between different companies? How do we move records, whether they're historical records or records that are immediately needed by people in the street to respond to calls, such as terrorist attacks, medical information? How do you move that information from one public safety entity to another in large metropolitan areas where you've got overlapping jurisdictions? And so this whole idea of interoperability really applies to everything we touch and do and how we do it. And there's a number of new programs out there that there's already different vendors talking about different models on how to proceed with that program, and they don't talk to each other. And so interoperability in any fashion, whether it's voice, data, video, any technology issue that it touches is key to us and to APCO. Because when you don't have interoperability, that's when you start wasting a lot of money trying to create products that will hand off and pass information between disparate systems.
You're right. When we think of interoperability, we think about voice interoperability. But obviously, on the data side, it's just as important.
Yeah, we've had many problems over the years trying to move records between agencies. And a lot of times these records are important to thwarting off terrorism, because you may have somebody operating in one jurisdiction and then they move to a second jurisdiction, but yet they're using the similar information that you've got to be able to compare. And without being able to move that data between agencies, you can't compare it. There's a lot of fusion centers doing that work, but they still don't have the ability to, for lack of a better term, mine data out of other systems.
Great. And with that, I thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Sure thing. Glad to help.